Peaceable Kingdom by May Gillette. Cole stared at the squirming bundle in Dalbin's arms. He was familiar with young things. He'd raised Henwin up from an orphaned piglet, after all. And his farm, as overtaken as it was by Dalbin these days, still had no lack of baby animals. But a baby animal was one thing. The squawking creature that Dalbin carried at arm's length was another entirely.
"I know you meant well, Dalbin, and that you saved the ones you could, but bringing a baby here."
Col, son of Colfruer, had been a fighter once, and he had been grateful that Dalbin had not called him up to fight again in his last war. Gwydion, wearing that slightly sad, slightly sardonic look on his long, wolf-like face, still mentioned the song sung of Col in the north whenever they met. Cole didn't travel north anymore, so his reputation mattered little to him. All that mattered was his small plot of land and Hen, his gift of retirement to himself from a life too full of wild adventuring. He loved his small bit of earth. He wasn't the land's owner. He was merely its caretaker. He loved his vegetable plot, his apple orchard, his ramshackle little cottage that had become castle enough for Dalbin. He loved his peace and quiet, especially after too many years spent rootless, weary-footed, and without a hearth of his own. Dalbin, a powerful enchanter, and still at the call of the Sons of Dawn, came and went as he pleased, or didn't please, if the rumors that Cole had heard about this past strife had been true. Cole knew that Dalbin would return eventually, and the two of them would settle into their same routine again. But he had never expected this weary-eyed, heavy-hearted Dalbin, cradling a swaddled baby in his arms. Cole had been born to the battlefield and had been brought up following at his father's heels, fighting and fleeing from cantref to cantref. His mother, Anwen, a farmer in her own right, had become an exile because of petty fights between various Sons of Dawn. While fighting had been part of Cole's life since before he could remember, he had longed to hang up his leather fighting cap and turn his sword into plow iron. It seemed fitting to till the earth with a weapon that had once reaped so much blood and sorrow. Now, at least, he could sow peace along with his regret. But farming and his own self-inflicted exile from the world had never included a child at his side. Dalbin was puckish and peevish enough a wife for anyone, for all the power the old enchanter exuded. Cole was happy with his choice of housemate, but there were times when he wished for a simpler age, an age before he'd known his favorite sow was one of the greatest oracles ever born. Cole's world had just righted itself again, and he had seen the beginnings of peaceful harvest on the horizon. No one had come looking for the great hero Cole in nearly 2 years, and now...
"Were there no other survivors?"
Cole flushed when he heard the petulant whine in his own voice.
"I meant, was this poor babe the only one? And there's no clue about to whom he might belong?"
He almost asked about the Book of Three, but thought better of it. Dalbin had once promised him a boon. Foreknowledge of whatever Cole wanted, read straight from the book itself. Cole would rather place his faith in more commonplace magic, like the turning of the seasons and the always reliable fall of the rain and snow. He had seen what reliance on magic wrought in Aron's stronghold.
"This boy was the only survivor," Dalbin said carefully.
Dalbin doubtlessly knew more, especially since Cole could almost feel the aura of power radiating off the Book of Three that the enchanter carried in his pack. Cole didn't like the book. Dalbin himself knew that Cole didn't like the book, but the book, and Dalbin's presence, afforded Cole a peace that he couldn't maintain. Not with an oracular pig who was in constant danger of being kidnapped, again, by Aron.
"Gwydion offered to foster the child, but I thought that Cair Dalbin would be a better home for him."
Dalbin rarely invoked his foreknowledge or his power to get his way. In that way, Dalbin was an ideal housemate for an occasionally grouchy old man. There was something that Dalbin wasn't saying here. Cole could almost read the destiny written on the baby, for all the words that Dalbin wasn't saying. And now, Dalbin himself stood uneasily, cradling the bundle of baby as if the bundle would shatter at any moment. Cole had often wondered if Dalbin had ever been young enough to consider a family, much less having been a small boy himself. Cole sighed, then reached for the squawking, squirming, and now stinky bundle with his capable hands. Babies were just as smart as pigs. If Hen could learn to use a corner of her pen as privy, so could a small child. The filthy wrappings fell away to reveal a thatch of dark hair on top of a round, red face. Cole's own hair had been that dark once, before the stresses of war had caused it all to fall out. The moment Cole cradled the small boy in his arms, the boy stopped squawking and opened his eyes, a surprisingly bright blue. Those eyes reminded him of his mother's eyes, and his mother's wish to have a little space to raise a family. Well, Cole had the space, and if his parents had managed to raise him to farm, and occasionally fight, for the side of good, perhaps a pair of old, balding bachelors could do the same for this youngster.
"We have a cow," Cole began doubtfully,
trying to assess the baby's age by his size and heft. The boy was alert, easily following the fluttering movements of Cole's free hand with his eyes. The baby grabbed at Cole's hand and immediately shoved it into his mouth. Cole could feel sharp pricks on his finger, surrounded by swollen and feverish gums.
"Near a year, perhaps. My ma'am mentioned feeding a babe on bread soaked in milk, if the mother wasn't able, unless your enchanter's power can defy nature."
Dalbin snorted, his sole response.
"Does your book name him?"
Cole asked, holding the lad up to get a better look at him. He looked strong and hearty, for all his possession of Cole's forefinger in his mouth.
"Needs a bath. Might clean up as handsome as Henwen when we're done."
Hen, hearing her name, let out an inquisitive grunt. Cole knelt near Hen's pen, holding up the baby for Hen to see.
"What do you think, love? This is the newest member of our family."
Brown eyes met blue, and Cole wondered if it wasn't love at first sight. Well, the boy would have a foster mother then, even if she was an oracular swine. Then again, maybe an oracular swine was the best sort of ma'am.
"Taran," Cole said softly. "My Tide, my mother's father, was named Taran. Taran was a farmer from Glyn Dalwyr, and he lost the family's holding in one of those petty wars. I never knew him, but my ma'am spoke so proudly of her father, more so for his ability to farm than his ability to fight."
"Taran of Caer Dalbin," Dalbin echoed, a slight smile on his wizened face. "It does have a nice ring to it."
His nose wrinkled.
"Though not, perhaps, the same ring as a bath."
Cole chuckled as Dalbin made his way into the scullery, muttering about a tureen large enough to bathe a baby. Cole, son of Colfrir, had once prevented the princes Arthur and Say and Bedwyr from stealing the pigs of March, son of Mertrion, their foster father. He had shaken for days, waiting for March to dismiss him for impropriety toward March's own foster sons. Nothing, not even facing Aron himself, had frightened Cole as much as the thought of March, son of Mertrion's anger. The pure trust and innocent love in Taran's eyes put a similar fear into Cole's heart. But somehow, the thought of raising this tiny child seemed more like a step toward redemption rather than a punishment. Taran would be one more reason for Cole to cling to the peace of his own little kingdom for as long as he could.